We were just in the middle of you talking about how the appointed officials reflect the attitudes of the elected officials who appoint them. Could you restate that, because we had to
Yes, your question was about the attitude. Well, at the moment, the present administration doesn't seem to understand much about the environment. So the appointed officials, like Locke, are completely off base. So that's the way things go occasionally with political policies that are more political than environmental. And it slowed us up terribly.
Well, it's a tragedy what's happened. I think the worst thing that probably has happened is what it has done to the very fine people in EPA, in the Department of the Interior. There were fine people there. Now, a lot of them have been fired. Those that are left, it must be a terrible psychological burden to work under James Watt.
Oh, I think it must be.
And be a responsible, sensible person. It must just be crucified.
Well, it is. Some of them are trying to hang in there in hopes that it gets changed. But it has been after 50 years of fairly steady improvement from, as you say, from the point of view of the Department of the Interior, with the expansion of the national park system. In fact, the development of national parks has come in the last 50 years and so on. It's a terrible thing. I suppose that's the way life is. It goes forward, then it checks for a while,
but
then it goes forward
bad
again.
Is this, it's never been this bad. It's always been a bipartisan attitude toward the environment.
Yes.
And while you may change the individuals with a new administration, the policies have been the same.
This is a
complete reversal. This Reaganism is a complete reversal.
Yes.
It's wicked. It's really wicked.
And it hasn't happened since Theodore Roosevelt.
That's right.
It really is wicked. I do hope we can get rid of the man.
Tell
political advertisement, this is.